Jess Roising from the National Ability Center is in Sochi, Russia for the Paralympic Games. She called in Friday to say that the U.S. men swept the podium for the debut of the snowboard cross.
So it was Evan Strong with gold, Mike Shea with silver, and Keith Gable, another Park City local, from bronze. And then also Amy Purdy for the women took a bronze for Team USA. As far as everybody else, it was a close event that was exciting to watch. The crowd was absolutely erupting every single time an athlete crossed that finish line.
Roising explains how snowboard cross in the Paralympics differs from the traditional form of the sport.
Each athlete takes three runs, and you have a combined time of your two best runs. So it is an individual event that you are beating the clock and then the person next to you based on time.
Many of the snowboard cross athletes, says Roising, train at the National Ability Center.
We had 12 total athletes with ties to the National Ability Center in snowboarding. Nine were current members that trained with us this season and with Team Utah. And then five Team USA, that was half the Team USA snowboard team, and then four other countries. So you could just see we're just one huge family, and we are, with the partnership with Team Utah, a leader in this industry, and it's exciting to be a part of.
She says all the excitement surrounding the debut of the event has garnered a lot of media interest, which she hopes will help forward the Paralympic movement.
When we came into the stadium, and we came really early so we could get some really good seats too, is there was so much more media and press that were in the stands, and you could just see them lined up along the course, and it was just great. And it's a huge hope that because of all the media and the press that the whole Paralympic movement will be able to progress and then get more of that mainstream feel like you've been seeing on, you know, NBC and NBC Sports Network, as well as the live streaming.
Park City's Danelle Olmsted, skiing in the visually impaired division, along with her husband Rob as her guide, won bronze in the super combined.
So very exciting. She finally got on that podium. You know, they just had some difficulties that they were working through. They were continuously coming in fourth, and, you know, they managed to pull through, and they got that medal that they were looking for.
Park City's Stephanie Victor, a gold medalist from the Vancouver Games in alpine skiing, crashed towards the beginning of the week. Roising says aside from some nasty abrasions, she has recovered fine.
She's good. She's feeling better. She definitely took some trauma to her face, but Other than that, she is ready, you know, to just be supportive of the whole team and Team USA.
That's Jess Roising of the National Ability Center calling in from Sochi, Russia, and the Paralympic Winter Games. I'm Lynn Ware, Peak, KPCW News.